Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's podcast, which today is all about reading the clocks. This probably you studied many years ago, maybe even one of the first things that you studied, reading the time, how to say the time in English. However, obviously many of us as language learners learn things at the beginning, things like letters of the alphabet and times of the clock. And then we don't ever really study it again, or we don't use it in our day-to-day life. So it's important to review these things and make sure we know the right way of saying it. So I want you to look at your clock, maybe in the corner of your computer screen or on your mobile phone if you're listening on your smartphone, and ask yourself, what is the time? What is the time? Now, I want you to try and answer that question, obviously, in English. So what's the time at the moment? Now, when we talk about the time, there are at least two ways that we can say the time. And on today's podcast, we're going to look at those ways. So I can tell you that the time at the moment, where I am, is 8:30. 8:30. Now, a lot of English learners actually learn the expression 8:30. And that is correct. There's no problem. That's not wrong. But when I say the time, I don't say past. I just say 8:30. Now, this is really specific with 8:30, because if it was 8:15, then I would only say 8:15. I wouldn't say 8:15. And that's because you could also say 8:45. So you need to be specific about whether it's 8:15 or 8:45. But with 8:30, I can just say 8:30, 4:30, whatever the time is. So when we talk about 8:30, there's three ways of saying this. So we can say 8:30. We can say simply 8:30, or simply 8:30. So there's three ways if it's 8:30. 8:30, 8:30, and 8:30. Sometimes if it's obvious what hour it is, so I mean it's obvious that it's 8:30, then you can just say it's 8:30. You don't actually need to say 8:30. So how about the other times of the day? So I mentioned there about 8:15 and 8:45. There are two ways of saying this. So if it's 4:15, we can also say 4:15. So 4:15 or 4:15. And if it's 6:15, then it's also 5:45. So 6:15 is 5:45. So that's the most common times that we usually say. Usually it's 8:15, 8:30, 2:15, or just o'clock. So 4:00, 5:00. But if we want to be more specific with the time, then we could say something like 10:10. So if it were 4:10, you could also say 4:10. It's 4:10. And 7:05 is 7:05. If it's 5:55, then you could say 5:06 or 5:55. So here you can see how there are those two, at least two different ways of saying the time. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some times of the day, and I want you to give me the other possible way of saying this. Okay, so if I say 12:15, the other way is 12:15. Okay, so I'm going to give you five. Here's the first one. 7:25. Number two, 4:15. Number three, 11:35. Number four, 8:40. And number five, 12:05. Okay, so let's look at the answers. So number one, I said 7:25. So the other option is 25 past 7. Number 2, I said quarter past 4, so it could be 4:15. Number 3, I said 11:35. So the correct answer, the correct alternative is 25 to 12. Number 4, I said 8:40, so that's 20 to 9. And number 5, I said 12:05, so that is also 5 past 12. Okay, so there you have hopefully a little bit of revision. Maybe you learned something new as well today. If you have any ideas for future podcasts or you're interested in taking Skype classes with me, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.